Hello and welcome back to Doc Talk. When addressing psoriatic disease, it's important to consider how it uniquely affects people with skin of color. People from different racial and ethnic groups often struggle with psoriatic disease due to delays in diagnosis, misdiagnosis, and limited access to diagnostic testing and treatment. Furthermore, the lack of access to care and treatment has resulted in biologic use being 69% lower in patients with skin of color compared to white patients. All of these factors stem from a lack of understanding from providers as to how conditions such as psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis affect Black, Hispanic, Asian, and Indigenous communities. Recently, Janssen Pharmaceuticals announced Determination, a program created to increase the number of dermatology residents from underrepresented minority groups by over 50% by 2027. Dr. Lynn McKinley Grant, who is the Associate Professor of Dermatology at Howard University College of Medicine, the former president of the Skin of Color Society, and a Determination member, will be offering her indispensable knowledge on psoriatic disease and skin of color to bolster this multi-year commitment. But her passion for accurate clinical assessments of psoriatic disease in people of color is very much rooted in the present and what can be improved upon now to ensure a more inclusive future for patients with skin of color and psoriasis. In this episode of Doc Talk, Dr. McKinley Grant speaks on how psoriatic disease presents itself in skin of color, improving upon diversity in clinical trials, the evolution of scientific literature regarding psoriatic disease, the lack of exposure to skin of color some providers may have based on their location, and so much more. I want to thank you again for taking the time to speak with us about this. It's a very important subject. And I was hoping we could maybe start more broadly. Speaking of the healthcare system in general, there's obviously been a very long and troubled history of inequitable care related to Black, Hispanic, and Asian patients, among other communities. And of course, this applies to psoriatic disease. So I was hoping maybe you could talk about how psoriatic disease might present itself and how diagnosis, troubles with diagnosis, misdiagnosis, and lack of care can contribute to these complications.
Thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity to talk about something that's a passion of mine to get the correct diagnosis of skin diseases and psoriasis, particularly in people of color. So one of the things that you mentioned in terms of the, sort of social determinants of health and the access and the issue, I think in terms of psoriasis and dermatology, one of the important things is, you know, for patients with psoriasis to eventually get to a dermatologist. And I think one of the difficulties is diagnosing psoriasis in people of color because of the difference in the redness. You know, in your textbooks, you're trained in medical school that psoriasis is red, scaly plaques that are on the elbows and the knees, and the and then it comes with arthritis also. Well, psoriasis in the skin is not necessarily red, or it's a different shade of red. It'll be a darker purple. It'll be a darker brown. It's a different color, but it's always in the same location. So all of these factors that you mentioned occur too, because there ends up being a delay in diagnosis, because there's a delay in patients getting to the doctor, because there are very few doctors, dermatologists and doctors in certain zip codes. So there are multiple delays. There are issues with the training that doctors have had. There's, with psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, often the psoriatic arthritis will come first and the psoriasis comes next, later, years later. So people think they have arthritis, and they're, you know, this can be in almost 80% of people who have psoriatic arthritis, and then the skin pops will come up later. On the other hand, 30% of people who have psoriasis will only 30% will get arthritis also. So it's a disease that's very debilitating for all patients, for white and brown patients. In brown patients, it's more noticeable. It's more, people think worse. They think maybe they're not clean, their skin is dry, or there's something. When AIDS first started, that was like psoriasis patients wouldn't go out because everybody thought they had AIDS. I mean, it was just terrible. That's changed now that we have COVID, which is worse than AIDS almost. It's not quite the same, but it's still a condition that psychologically has a major impact on people and people of color. I think this program determination that Janssen has been amazing in terms of bringing together healthcare providers and patients and researchers and chemists and scientists, bringing them together, psychologists, I mean, just a large number of people to work on this movement to get equal care for people of color with psoriasis and to get the disease better understood and the impact that it's having on people of color.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that sometimes patients wouldn't be able to seek care because there might not be a medical professional in their area who maybe understands how it affects patients with skin of color. I'd like to maybe start off with talking about that, because I know Janssen and Determination, you're working with both of them to kind of kickstart a program that'll get more residents with skin of color involved in the medical field, which we definitely need. I know I've had multiple conversations this year alone about how that's needed. So maybe could you maybe talk about how important it is to have diversity among medical professionals?
Yeah, that's very important because there is, they talk about the discordance between, there's a probably 60% discordance between physicians and doctors. Someone's going to be of a different culture than you. And so it's important to get people trained, but it's also important to train doctors and healthcare providers in diverse skin types too. So you may end up having somebody who is white, but if they've trained at a in a city, that's predominantly African American, and I can give you an example of that, they learn to recognize diseases in people of color, because that's where they've trained. I had a young woman who was a resident of mine, and when I went to Duke, she ended up coming down there, and she asked me about a patient. She wasn't sure if it was psoriasis or not, and it was a white patient. She had seen psoriasis mostly in Black patients in Washington, D.C., and she just wanted to make sure. She said, "It's all in the right spots, but it's just a different color than what I've seen. It looks like the textbooks," because there are not many images of color in textbooks, but but so that's a sort of a reverse if she wasn't sure. And so that's what happens with people who are trained or who are not people of color. They haven't had that experience of seeing psoriasis in darker skin types. They don't recognize it. So the two go together, I think, also. But I think getting more people of color trained in these specialties is really good. And it's a great effort that Janssen is making.
I would love to return to that subject momentarily, but I'd like to just mention, I think it was really about a month ago, I was speaking to a very prominent dermatologist and a friend of mine, Dr. Raj Chovatiya, about how one of the issues associated with this is that when you look at previous literature, the populations were predominantly white or all white patients, and that kind of affects the way people approach, psoriasis or psoriatic arthritis to this day. So I wanted to ask you what needs to change or what has changed in terms of the literature surrounding skin conditions.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that's really in a big change right now, is terms of getting images of diseases in people of color into the textbook online, wherever people are learning their dermatology, because they may not see people, but there's been a dearth of these images in textbooks, you know, and all the study guides and the study materials and even the lecture. So now in some institutions, we are, you know, it's necessary that if you're going to give a lecture in any medical field, that you need to have images of people of all skin types, because the diseases are going to look differently. And you just can't learn on one skin, you know, and that's what the problem has been, that people have learned, you know, psoriasis is only in white people because that's what you see in the textbooks. So that's a big effort to document that these diseases do occur in people of color, and then include them in the curriculum, even at the medical schools. And also then there's the encouragement to get younger people interested in medicine, and Janssen is doing a good job at this too, and then getting them interested in dermatology would be a big help too.
And on top of this, it's a multi-year commitment, from what I read by Janssen, to increase the number of dermatology residents who are underrepresented minorities by 50%. But I was hoping just to speak to the present moment. I kind of want to return that conversation you had with your resident who was asking you about how to diagnose psoriasis. Well, what can people do currently? What are some of the questions they could be asking about psoriatic disease and some of the tools that might be available to better diagnosis in people with skin of color?
So I think one of the biggest tools they can use, and this will sound simple, but their ears to listen to the patient, and use their eyes to observe the patient. And, you know, using your senses in dermatology, it's really interesting. We use, and some of the older dermatologists who I trained with used to teach us about smell, you know, and how you can smell certain things. And you pay attention to that if you find that certain conditions smell a certain way to you, that might help you with your diagnosis. But I think in terms of listening to the patient, looking at the patient, touching the patient, all of these things help you make a more accurate diagnosis, because of psoriasis particularly, because psoriasis will come, you know, very symmetrically. It comes on the scalp, and it'll be one patch here, elbows, one here, around the navel, lower back, the knees, the feet. It tends to be very symmetrical on wherever it is. And the psoriatic arthritis has a particular pattern. So the tools are, then you come to the color, you know, and you have to start recognizing that color, red particularly, appears differently in different skin types. So you have a range of, I used to talk about the paint charts, you know, how you get for your, when you're painting your walls, they give you all these different reds that really all look alike by the time you finish with it, but they're subtle shades, you know, and the redness in the skin that you have to recognize, it depends also on how much hemoglobin you have in your blood, how much, whether you're anemic or not, or how much oxygen you have in your blood. That can change the color even of psoriasis. So you really have to learn to recognize different colors. And one of the tools I like to use is the arts, and getting people to look at color in paintings, actually in the museum, and observing different shades. And people have said, studies have shown that improves, you know, observational skills. This is where you need mentors, and you need, and you have, as a trainee, you have to be an apprentice and have someone who is a specialist showing you these different things too, because a lot of times you look at it, excuse me, and you, you know, it's just red. It's you can't define the shades of red, and or you don't even see them. Sometimes people have to, or as the patient has to show you, you know, sometimes, and people have to be, the doctors have to be humble enough to, or healthcare providers, to listen to their patients and say, Oh, I see. Well, the red is, you're talking about that there. And, you know, if they touch it, at least they'll feel the warmth of it also, too. But, yeah. So those are the two, some of the tools.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you again for taking time to speak about this topic, and I also want to thank you for your work as well. It's very much appreciated.
Well, thank you. It's very much a passion, and I've really enjoyed and honored to be a part of this determination program because it's given me a different perspective also, like to involve with the patients and talking with them and with they have some healthcare providers who are out in the well, you know, any when you live in a big city, I don't know where you are, but when you live in a big city, anything outside of the city is wilderness. But in a lot, it seems like people out in the wilderness, and there might be, you know, two of them in a 100-mile radius, and they use imaging on the, you know, through the computer, which is great. I mean, great tool. There's a Visual DX is a wonderful tool to use to look at skin colors, look at diseases in different skin types. So there are some apps out there also that, you know, when you were asking about tools that can be used to help people make better diagnoses.
We'd like to thank Dr. McKinley Grant for being part of the program. And thank you so much for listening. If you want more dermatology news, make sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We'll be back next Tuesday with a new episode of Doc Talk. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.